Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This hour of the Jason Rancho is brought to you by American Crawl Space and Pest Services. Lots of news happening all around the world and right here at home. It's time to find out what's trending.
What's trending? National.
Democrats are jumping on the sexual assault claim against Brett Kavanaugh, who hopes to become the next Supreme Court justice. And they're doing it because they're hoping to make a quick buck. And that just seems wrong. And that suggests they either don't believe Christine Ford is telling the truth and they're willing to exploit a falsehood for their own personal gain, or they do believe she's telling the truth and they're still using it to make money. That seems worse to me, but I'll let you decide and you can text me which is worse at 1-800-465-8770. Senator Elizabeth Warren, she's running for president and she's trying to raise as much money as humanly possible. And so she decided to use this as a means to fundraise. She wrote in this email that includes a link so you can donate your money, "Christine Blasey Ford has done a brave thing in coming forward. She deserves to be heard and treated with respect. Now it's the Senate's job to make that happen." Do you think it's treating her with respect to include her allegation of what she believes to be a pretty bad sexual assault that has badly impacted her life? Do you think it's treating her with respect to include that story and then actually asking for money to go to your campaign? That, right? I'm a no. Darren, are you a no on that one?
Yeah, I'm a no on that one.
Intern Dylan, what are you? You're a no too. See, the intern says no. No one. Susie, Susie says no. Our army of interns are all. We only have two. All say no. So that's a lot. That's four no's. It seems disrespectful. In fact, you can text me if you think it's disrespectful. 1-800-465-8770. It's a number tax resolution hotline. You know, it is funny. It's an email with a fundraising link, so it got me immediately wondering when Bob Ferguson was going to get on board. How soon do you think before he gets on board and sends out a press release on Brett Kavanaugh?
He's got to be the first one. So.
Right? But I haven't seen any yet. He must be on vacation. So let's talk about this, because some people are claiming that she's lying. And I don't think she's lying about what happened to her. I just don't think she's accurate in saying that it's Brett Kavanaugh. And that's only based on all of the character witnesses of Brett Kavanaugh. And it's based on the fact that Democrats decided to pull a political stunt here. She's been done a disservice by the Democrats holding on to this letter, releasing it just days before the confirmation vote, after hours and hours of their stunts trying to delay the confirmation hearings from even happening. They were too busy with the spotlight on them. They didn't want to bring the spotlight on her. They wanted to have the I am Spartacus moment. They wanted all of that. And so now people do not believe her. A.B. Stoddard from Real Clear Politics, she was on Fox News.
The idea that some left-wing grassroots, some motivated person would ruin their life over this to try to take the Kavanaugh nomination down is crazy.
So it's not crazy. It's not crazy. I don't think that that's the case with Christine Ford, but it's not crazy. Understand, with all due respect to A.B. Stoddard, understand Democrats have been telling people that we're going to go back to a time of back alley abortions, that he's going to put women in the Handmaid's Tale outfits. There were people who showed up to the hearings dressed as handmaids. They legitimately think there are some crazy people. You heard them shouting during the hearings the entire time. There are crazy people who believe crazy things and who will, as a result, do crazy things. And so, no, I do not believe it strains credulity to believe that some crazy person might make something up. I just don't happen to believe Christine Ford is that person. That's the difference here. Because there are a lot of lunatics on the left. There are a lot of lunatics on the right. Lunacy is not something that one party gets to hold over the other. There are lunatics on both sides. And lunatics do crazy things, including making up a lie because they've been told to fear the end result of someone like a Brett Kavanaugh getting to the Supreme Court. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, supports the hearing on Monday. And he tells Fox News, hey, I will be the judge of the details that are presented to me.
I'm going to look at what she said about Brett Kavanaugh in high school and compare that to everything else I know about Brett Kavanaugh, including his denial, and I'll make a decision.
And at the same time, he's questioning the politics of it all, just like Susan Collins, who's one of those on-the-fence Republicans. Lindsey Graham, I don't think is. I mean, unless something none of us are foreseeing happens on Monday, Lindsey Graham is going to vote with the Republicans to confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
If Ms. Ford really did not want to come forward, never intended to come forward, never planned to come forward, why did she pay for a polygraph in August? And why did she hire a lawyer in August if she never intended to do what she's doing?
These are questions that need to be answered on Monday. And as of this morning, Christine Ford has not indicated that she's going to show up to the hearing to testify under oath. And if it turns out that she really did make this up and she's just playing some games here, I think this puts on the line the so-called blue wave that's going to hit Congress. I think Senate still retains Republican leadership. I still think that they're going to be in the majority. They'll probably pick up some seats. I do think that the House is going to go to the Democrats. It's just a question of how big that margin will be. But if it turns out this really is all a big stunt and she's not the credible witness or the credible accuser that the Democrats are putting their careers on, that's going to end careers. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending in the media?
We now know how Roseanne will be killed off in the spinoff show of the reboot of the original. Went from Roseanne to the reboot of Roseanne to the Conners, which is now a spinoff of Roseanne. According to Roseanne, in this reboot, she is going to die from opioid addiction. She's going to have an overdose, which seems a little bit wrong and weird to me, since that's like an actual issue that's facing a lot of people in this country. I don't know. It kind of rubs me the wrong way. And I don't say that necessarily as a fan of Roseanne. I kind of like the new reboot. I don't remember really liking the first part of her show, like of her career. I don't find Roseanne to be particularly interesting, and I think she's a good stand-up, but she's not a good actress at all. Just bad.
I think it's weird that they told us. They totally spoiled the appeal
of
the episode.
Roseanne did.
Oh.
Roseanne, who of course has been fired from the show, has no reason to keep a lid on all of this. In fact, she was on a YouTube show called Walk Away with Brandon Straka. And she explained.
My knee is killing me and a bunch
of my... Oh, wait, no, that's not the right one. That's not the right one. Is this the right one? No, I forgot to pull. Hold on. Play music while I find the right clip, because I found it. I found it. Where did I put it? Is it possible that I didn't save it?
So yeah,
I wanted to address things that were
I
real. And, you know, I had knee surgery, and I took a lot of pain pills, too. And, you know, that was 3 years ago. But, I have to say there was a bit of a fight for me to quit and get off it too. So I wanted to put that into the show, but I never was going to have Roseanne Conner die of an opioid overdose. It's so right. Cynical and horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, she should have died as a hero.
Yeah. Or
she
not
really
at all.
Wanted to kill me off.
Yeah.
Or not at all.
Yeah.
But you know, that Channing Dungy on, she told Tom Warner, the producer of the Roseanne show, that there would be no way I could have any contact with my own creation, any word about it, any say about it, or they wouldn't do it. So they went far beyond just.
So there you go. I don't need to play the rest of the clip. It's interesting to do that. But again, it feels wrong. And I don't really know why. Only maybe because it's a comedy. And I know they try to take that, they try to do drama in their comedy as well, but it just seems like it's a little bit out of place and just almost exploitative. But I guess you guys will be the deciders of all of this, because you're the one who might not tune in. And I doubt you might not tune in over this. My sense is it's going to be hard to figure out. But the truth is, at least in the you know, this few episodes we saw of the reboot, they did, in fact, talk about opioid abuse. It just didn't go in the way that Roseanne had intended. Good Housekeeping actually put up a video about how they talked about that topic. And for the most part, I think they did it in a right way.
My knee is killing me and a bunch of my pain pills are missing. I can't get a damn refill for 2 more weeks. And my knee is holding a gun to my head.
Roseanne, her knee's been bothering her. She's been taking opioids.
Are you sure you didn't take more than you thought?
If I was taking hands full of these pills, I'd be in a way better mood.
Almost everybody in America knows someone who's struggling with some kind of a substance, and painkillers being probably the biggest one we're dealing with now.
We have a serious opioid problem in this country. Let's examine who else had access to the narcotics.
I know it was really important to Roseanne to do the topic of opioids. She has always been in touch with issues that the country is facing and wanted to give a voice to those and bring humor to it as well.
Well, now she can't give a voice to it because they're killing her off. By the way, does she feel betrayed by her co-stars? Listen to this answer.
Here's how I feel, and this is very honest. I feel that they all lost a really good friend. That's it.
That's it. Definitely uncomfortable, but I watched a good portion of the interview. It's actually pretty good. It's on YouTube. We got a text on the Numb Better Tax Resolution Hotline. On Roseanne, why can't they just say, oh, you just missed her, or wait till your mom gets home, have her be around, but never be seen? That's actually kind of interesting. It's like one step further than the neighbor from Home Improvement, where you never saw his face. Wilson, I think his name was. You never saw his face. It was always behind the fence. Maybe just do pull a Wilson on it. No, they're not going to do it, though, because they don't want anything to do anymore with Roseanne. That's why they took her name off of the show, because they didn't want anything to do with her, because they thought it was going to scare away a whole bunch of potential progressive viewers who, I would argue, probably didn't watch the show to begin with.
They could do like the parents from Peanuts and just show them from like shoulders down and, yeah, womp, womp, womp.
She kind of already has that tone, right, Roseanne? Kind of does. You're listening to the Jason Rancho. Time to get you to work the right way with the right way traffic.
Eastbound 18 is still our problem child of a road today. You're crawling from Hobart all the way up to Upper Preston. And the S-curves are a little bit jammed up, to say the least. A little bit of construction in that area is not helping. Both floating bridges wide open and the rest of the commute looking completely typical. That's AM 770 KTTH traffic. I'm Tammy Bennett.
You are listening to the Jason Rancho. Text the keyword RANTZ, R-A-N-T-Z, to 1-800-465-8770. I'll send you my latest blog. If you don't want the crazy Seattle transportation issues to plague your community, you're going to want to read this. Text RANTZ to 1-800-465-8770. Welcome back to the Jason Rancho, live in the Online Trading Academy studio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. By a 5-4 vote, the King County Council approved a compromise deal to spend $135 million over the course of the next 25 years, all for improvements to Safeco Field, all because it was requested by the Seattle Mariners. Now, they didn't get what they originally wanted and was due. And yes, they were due $180 million. But you had some council members fight it because they don't understand the value of the Seattle Mariners. They are now suddenly on the housing affordability bandwagon of, we need to raise more money. They weren't really talking about this in any meaningful way up until about a year ago. And so now they're hoping to put money towards affordable housing instead of put money towards the Safeco Field improvements because, number one, they don't understand housing, right? They don't understand housing at all. And number two, they don't really understand what the Mariners bring to this entire region. It turns out the Mariners are much more than just a losing team. Oh, you knew that was coming. Don't give me that look.
How big win yesterday.
Night? Whoa! Yeah. They're going to the playoffs.
Vogelbach hit a pinch hit grand slam.
Going to the playoffs?
No, they are not going to the playoffs.
I thought this was the year.
It was for the first half of the season.
I thought last year was the year. It's not really wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
So council members rejected the plan, but they didn't win the vote. Four of them, like Rod Dembowski, just was really upset.
Our action today does not comport with the values we regularly express. And I'm profoundly disappointed.
With that, I think he's actually right, because the values of King County council members like Rod Dembowski are values that are inherently anti-business. And so when you've got Safeco Field coming to the table and saying, hey, we provide a lot, we're looking for some help here, we're looking for $180 million based upon nearly $1 billion that they're going to be spending over the course of the next 25 years, that kind of makes sense that they might get some help. because they're owed it. And so he's right to say that, yeah, you know, the values of being pro-business, that's not alive and well with the King County Council. Councilman Gene Colwells is also upset.
I am just beside myself that my colleagues would act in this way when it means something to a lot of us here, and it means something to a whole lot of the public.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very disturbed.
I am so upset that everyone doesn't agree with me. Thanks, Gene Colwells.
She's fainting with the back of her hand on her forehead.
Turn up the AC. She's going to pass out. She's so upset.
Her handkerchief slowly falls to the ground.
She goes, I am. Then she just passes out, just a big thump. She falls to the ground. Cannot believe you didn't vote with me. This is so absurd. Let us again. This part of this problem was the Mariners' problem. They did something that was wrong. They took this bit of leverage that they had, which is we could always just leave. We don't have to be here. We've got all of these stadiums all across the country being rebuilt. We have one of the oldest stadiums in Major League Baseball right now. We can just go somewhere else. We don't have to stay here. And because the trend is building newer, nicer stadiums, they could have just found land elsewhere. They could have gone to Tukwila. They could have gone to Kent. They could have gone to Tacoma or the East Side. They have all these other places that are just as well served by a stadium there that will appreciate the business more, the jobs more, than King County or than Seattle. They could have gone elsewhere. They chose to stay here. They took that bit of leverage off the table. And so it allowed people like Gene Colwells and Rod Dembowski and Dave Upthegrove, it allowed them to pull this nonsense. Also that they can tell the world, oh, we care about affordable housing. We don't care about those evil corporations and Safeco Field and the Mariners. They're all Storm fans, though. Oh, shut up. I was going to do that and you knew it. It's a Jason Rant Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A startling find in Arlington and an embarrassing shooting in Tacoma. It's time for the Big Local, brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
Bellingham, Bellevue, Shoreline, Tacoma.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Rant Show.
Olympia, Everett, Mercer Island.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
The media is hyper-focused on the city of Seattle. It's where they eat, it's where they sleep, it's where they work. They do not go to Arlington. They do not hang out in Tacoma. They have no idea, no clue where Stilicum is. And what that means for you is that they ignore a lot of the important stories, the interesting stories, and yes, sometimes the quirky stories happening all across the state of Washington. So weekday morning, 7:30, right here on the Jason Rancho, we do something called the Big Local. Thanks to our friends over at Tulalip Resort Casino. They allow us to talk about you, to focus on the cities you live in, and we get to completely ignore the city of Seattle, and that feels so, so, so good. We find out yesterday that two men were indicted on multiple federal drug and firearm charges after investigators found over 10,000 fentanyl pills, 29 guns, all hidden in a room, almost $1 million in cash, and a whole bunch of gold coins. According to the press release, 39-year-old Bradley Woolard of Arlington and 30-year-old Griffin Thompson of Bellingham are accused of trafficking all of this nonsense. The fentanyl pills, by the way, were presented as fake oxycodone pills. And they were trying to traffic them and have been tracking some of them in Snohomish, Skagit, and Whatcom counties. Fentanyl in particular is horrible. Fentanyl will kill you. A small amount of fentanyl can lead to an overdose. And people are taking them, thinking that they're oxycodone, which is just as bad when you're addicted. This is what's being used in British Columbia, for example, that's leading to all of these overdose deaths. Searches of Woolard's Arlington home, according to Q13, led to the seizure of $400,000 in cash from two safes, $270,000 from behind the water heater, more money in a tool chest in the shop area, and then they found $200,000 hidden in the dishwasher, which means they don't really do the dishes. But at least they do they hand clean them? Because that's, you know, it's playing against type for men who don't do the dishes.
Sounds like they can afford to eat out.
Yeah, clearly. A lot of value meals. They also found $110,000 in cash hidden behind drywall in the house. Why not put it all behind the drywall? Why are you putting it in the washing machine? Or the dryer?
Find it anyway.
But I'm just saying, why are you putting it everywhere? Because at some point, the more places you have hidden money, the higher the likelihood is that you're going to forget where you hid it. Right? You've got $1 million and you're spending it basically in clumps of $100,000 to $200,000, right? So why not just put it all in one safe space and then just do it?
Like a
it.
Bank?
Well, you know, because you can't do it in a bank. It's stolen, illegally received money.
Launder it through a casino?
But I'm just saying, if you're going to hold on to the money, put it in one spot. Don't put it in 14 different spots because you're going to forget where you put it. They found jars of gold coins. They found a hidden room discovered in the house with 29 firearms ranging from handguns to assault rifles. That's what they say. I don't know if it's an assault rifle. I don't know what that means. And they also found three silencers. The room also contained a large amount of ammunition. It turns out one of these dudes, Woolard, the guy from Arlington, he's a felon who was convicted in Island County in 2004 for use of a building for unlawful drug activity. So, you know, we oftentimes have these conversations about the drug addiction that's plaguing our communities, and we talk solely about the victim in all of this, the addict. We very rarely talk about where the drugs are coming from, right? We never have those conversations. We kind of have the conversations about how the addicts are paying for the drugs, which is they're breaking into homes and breaking into cars. They're stealing things, selling them, and then buying drugs. Joshua Fried's going to be on the show at 8:30. He's fighting so you can vote on the idea of injection sites, and he told us that, you know what, it can cost about $35,000 a year to feed this addiction. And these are people who are not working traditional jobs. A lot of these people are living out on the streets, and so they don't have $35,000, so they're stealing for it. We talk about that, but we don't talk about the monsters who are out there, whether they're working with the cartels or whether they're doing what these two losers are doing. We don't talk about the monsters who are pushing the product in our neighborhoods. We sure as hell don't really hear any stories in a meaningful way coming from law enforcement about going after these people. Like every once in a while, we'll get a story like this, but they're not the only ones responsible for this. They're not the only ones bringing drugs into our communities, drugs that are laced, drugs that are killing people. And so maybe with this bust, you guys will start demanding more of these types of stories and calling on your leaders, whether it's in city council or at the state level, to start helping putting more pressure to go after the source of the drugs rather than just tell us, you know what we should do? We should have safe injection sites. I mean, they're not safe, but we're going to call them that anyway. What about the drug dealers? Well, you know, right now we got to really focus on the addicts because they're victims here. And can we get some victims to stand behind me for this photo op? Yeah, no, get the one who's like really, yeah, the one who's just tweaking out over there. Get him. Put him behind me. Well, yeah, no, so he's, get someone who's a little less attractive. I don't want a pretty person behind me. Like, that's basically what they do. And you don't really hear them talking about going after the dealers. And so good for them. Good finally for law enforcement for not only catching these losers, but making a big example out of them. Speaking of losers, let's go to Tacoma. A 22-year-old kid has been hospitalized after he accidentally shot himself at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant.
Try to say that without laughing.
You can't. It's the Chuck E. Cheese is what throws everybody. If you have an idea as to a theory as to how he shot himself, I want you to send me a text at 1-800-465-8770. The best ones we will read. Text me. Here's, I'll tell you the story in a moment. Here's the only thing I want you to base your text message on. A 22-year-old man accidentally shot himself at a Chuck E. Cheese. So your text message is on your theory on how this happened at 1-800-465-8770. I need those text messages right now because I'm going to play the audio, then we're going to read your text. 1-800-465-8770. Luis and his three kids tell Como News that they were there at Chuck E. Cheese when it all went down.
That happened. We just ran outside. I even left some jackets. I didn't want to deal with none of that stuff. I just wanted to get out of here, you know. Just the fact that you come to a spot where it's for kids and this stuff happens, you know.
Now, Tacoma PD say he shot himself in the leg. No one else in the restaurant was injured. And he had a concealed carry permit, so he was carrying the gun legally. Luis, however, wishes the man never brought the gun inside.
Just leave your guns outside if you got a concealed permit, whatever it is. Leave it in your car. Don't bring it inside.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know if you just leave it in your car because then someone can break into your car and steal the gun. Lawyer Ann Bremner is skeptical of incidents like this. She's our friend. Let's hear what she has to say.
Oh, he's just made a mistake. It just went off. You know, let's really take a look at these cases and maybe prosecute more of those.
Maybe. I don't know in this case if you can prosecute because, again, and she didn't, I'm assuming she didn't know this at the time, he had a concealed carry permit. Pierce County Sheriff's Department spokesperson Ed Troyer says to Como, it's dangerous to carry a weapon if you don't know what it is you're doing, you big knuckleheads.
If you're going to be a gun owner, you need to know how to use your gun and how to secure it so you don't accidentally kill yourself or somebody else, especially if you're in a crowded area and that gun goes off. Bullets keep going until they hit something and stop.
Yeah, I don't know if that's as relevant in this case, but fair advice. So why do you think he had this gun? Have you been going through the, do you have any that you can read now? Because I want to preview some of them because I feel like the second that I read some of these text messages, I'm going to say one that has bad words. The one I heard earlier that I was able to, they didn't write their name on it. Otherwise I would love to give him credit or her credit. He wanted to leave Chuck E. Cheese so badly, he decided to shoot himself in the leg. That's my favorite one. What do you got?
He was playing whack-a-mole, and he hit the trigger on accident.
Okay.
His pants were sagging too much, and they fell, and the gun went off.
Someone said on whack-a-mole, whack-a-myself. That's all right. Lots of whack-a-mole ones. What's going on? Why do we have 4 whack-a-mole text messages? That's weird. Okay. Lots of whack-a-mole. That's fine. The ball bit looks so tempting. The ball pit looks so tempting. But the man thought to himself, I can't, I'm 22. He saw the joy of the kids' faces jumping into the pit. The man couldn't resist, so he jumped in, only to hear a bang and blood all over the balls. There you go.
I mean, that's a real big story.
He just went all in on that. Good for you. I still like the idea of he was so miserable. And that's Ethan said that. I love the idea of... He hated Chuck E. Cheese so much he had to shoot himself to leave because maybe he was there for a party. He goes, have you been to Chuck E. Cheese? It wasn't an accident. More of your texts if you want to keep them coming. We're getting a lot of good ones. 1-800-465-8770. It's an Unbetter Tax Resolution Hotline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Jason Rancho Live in the Online Trading Academy studio on this Tuesday morning. Don't forget, text the keyword APP to 1-800-465-8770. We'll send you over a link so you can download our smartphone apps on Android or iPhone. We're at that time where you're going to get some interference in the early morning and later in the afternoon with our signal. And so a good way to get around that, if you don't have an HD radio, is to download the app. You can get it in your smartphone app store or just text the keyword app to 1-800-465-8770. I don't know why they decided to do this, but again, Emmys were on a Monday instead of a Sunday, which feels like was traditional. And what was the, it was the MTV Music Awards.
Yeah.
Like a Tuesday or something.
Yeah,
instead.
Last month.
I don't understand why they're not doing it on a Sunday, which is a traditional time to do it, other than maybe ratings have been so bad for them in those time periods. They're trying to mix it up a little bit. And I guess they're mixing it up again last night with the two co-hosts of the Emmys, Colin Jost and Michael Che from SNL. They do their the Weekend Update, which is it's fine. It's one of those ideas that was really good when back in the heyday, and then just kind of they just stuck with it, and it's not good anymore.
I think they do a pretty good job.
And they're fine. Well, they didn't do a good job last night, because I want to read to you just a short portion of a review of the performance by NPR and then play for you some audio. This is what they said of Jost and Che as the co-hosts. They seemed awkward, miserable, unfunny, and cursed with mostly weak jokes. Devoid of charisma and struggling to get the audience on their side, they plodded on, looking like two dads forced to MC a school assembly where they didn't particularly want to be there, but someone had prevailed upon them to help out. That's not good. And I didn't watch any of it except for the opening monologue. I didn't watch anything else other than the monologue. And it's just, it wasn't good.
It is an honor to be here sharing this night with the many, many talented and creative people in Hollywood who haven't been caught yet.
Right. This year, the audience is allowed to drink in their seats. Mm-hmm. Hope you're excited about that.
Yeah, we're alcoholics.
Yeah, because the one thing Hollywood needs right now is people losing their inhibitions at a work function.
And then they talked about Nazis.
I don't know if you know this, the first Emmys were held back in 1949.
Everyone at that point just said, "We did know that," and just like stop him in his tracks.
Because they don't they say it's like the 75th annual?
Yeah, everyone knows exactly when it started, you big dummies.
Things were very different back then. Gas was 17 cents a gallon. Mm-hmm. A new home cost $7,000. And we all agreed that Nazis were bad.
Like, even playing to a very liberal, progressive crowd, that joke, and it went on and on. I'm glad you cut it off. But it didn't get the reception you would expect from the rabidly anti-Trump people. It's just that's why I pulled that NPR clip, or the review. It's a perfect explanation of no one seemed to like them in the audience.
It seemed like they were trying to be risque without being, like they were
yeah, without actually
approaching the line,
on, yeah.
But still being very, very cautious.
Which means you're playing it safe and no one's going to laugh. And you don't, you know, there's few people who can do the playing it safe comedy and actually make people laugh, like a Jerry Seinfeld type of person. Like, they can do that. These two cannot. But they're cool and hip because they're on SNL and they're millennials or something.
There were several dramatic rescues for TV shows this summer. Brooklyn Nine-Nine was canceled by Fox, but picked up by NBC.
Actually, yeah, I like that.
Last Man Standing was canceled by ABC and then picked up by Fox.
That's right.
Which is great.
That's right. And Roseanne.
I love that there's barely a clap there. Because, again, they don't want Tim Allen, who's a conservative, to have any success anymore.
And Roseanne was canceled by herself, but picked up by white nationalists.
Oh.
That's lazy.
That's so funny.
She's had a rough year.
Yeah.
You know, I heard Roseanne is actually moving to Israel.
Wow.
I mean, damn. How messed up is your life when you have to go to the Middle East just to get peace of mind?
You know what part of the problem is and why they sound so stilted is he's reading that. He was reading that joke. They did not memorize their material. You can tell that he's reading it because of how he's speaking. They
had to go to
the Middle East. Yeah, but it's because they just created the script. They've had months to work on this stand-up routine, and it's only between the two of them 7 minutes long, that video. And that's with the clapping. So it was 6 minutes and 59 seconds because there wasn't any clapping. That was a joke, yeah. Should we go over some of the winners? Because I guess I used to care about this stuff until the shows I watched didn't get nominated. And the big winner or winners last night had to do with Game of Thrones for Outstanding Drama Series and Outstanding Comedy, a show no one has watched, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is on Amazon Prime. No one has ever seen that show, including, by the way, anyone who voted. No one voted. This sounds snooty. Let's go with that. Outstanding limited series was the assassination of Gianni Versace. The best talk show went to John Oliver. Best sketch show went to SNL, only because of politics. And then I think this will make everyone happy. Outstanding reality show did not go to The Amazing Race or Project Runway, which are the best. It went to RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah, that's it. Just play the music. Just play me out. Play me out.
I didn't even know that was a show, but I could have told you that it was going to
win. How did you not know that's a show? They're on like their 100th season.
I don't know. Why would I have heard of that?
I've seen an episode of it. It's not, at least I saw an episode a long time ago. It's nowhere near The Amazing Race. But I guess Amazing Race wins all the time. And again, you want to make a political statement and virtue signal. So let's give RuPaul.
What about like America's Got Talent or something?
That wasn't. The nominees were Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior, Project Runway, RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice. No Survivor?
I guess I don't watch reality TV, so I don't know.
I only watch Veep on rerun, and then I Love Lucy. That's the only two shows I watch. It's a Jason Rance show.